And you're very welcome back to Northside today, where joining me in the studio now is Sophie O'Rourke and Shannon O'Connor and Miss Siobhan O'Connell, and they're all from St. Mary's Secondary School in Balldoyle, and they're all here to tell us about their transition year musical, which is coming up this week, The Music Man. Hello, ladies. You're very welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. It's nice to have you here. The Music Man. Why the music? It's a very old musical. It's kind of stuck in. Who picked that, or what was the thinking behind that? I do you not know.
The people who do it would just cut it down to a few, and then they just decided The Music Man.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's. I mean, it's a very famous musical. It's a well known musical, but it's not one you'd ordinarily expect children at that age to do. Siobhan. But a good choice too, because it's a strange choice.
It's a good choice because we do it in conjunction with the primary school's third class of St. Lawrence's National School, and there are parts for little children in it.
Yeah.
So it's an amalgamation of the two schools in the musical. So therefore, it's not every musical will fit.
Yeah.
Such a large group mm-hmm. where everybody has a part. There's lots of singing parts as well. It's a very talented group. So therefore, it was the one that best suited the group we had.
Yeah, because it is a kind of an ensemble piece, as they call it. And I'm only going from my memories of the film. I can't say I've ever seen the show itself, mm-hmm. but my memories of the film. Mm-hmm.
It's a very catchy show.
It is very catchy.
Everybody says it's really, really good.
Yeah. And obviously it doesn't all just happen. So from the time you found out that was the musical you were doing, how long have you been rehearsing?
We started rehearsing after Easter break. So we had 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Exactly, until the musical, and it starts on Wednesday, so.
Yeah, so you must have been really at it all day, every day,
mm-hmm.
cracking on to it. Now, the other thing that I'm really interested about The Music Man is it's very kind of, is jazz the right word to say, but it's certainly very trombones, as we know, 76 yeah. trombones yeah. and all that, yeah. Trombones and trumpets, and how are you kind of accommodating that or into it? Are you working with live music or backing tracks or stuff like that?
There's backing tracks, but we have yeah. instruments as well.
Yeah,
that's going to be in it.
Yeah, because I was just had visions of like hundreds of people on stage with trombones and trumpets.
Yeah, the kids are a marching band and they have the instruments, so.
Yeah, so it's brilliant. So, can I ask? What, it would mean nothing to me, but I'm going to ask anyway what your roles are, and maybe each of you can flesh out your roles a little bit. So we'll start with you,
Shannon. I'm just a dancer in it,
yeah.
and I'm in all different parts yeah. in the chorus, and then there's a few parts that we all sing together, and there's yeah. just a few dancing pieces.
Yeah,
and I'm a girl, so.
Yeah. And all the students have to have a role of some kind.
Yeah.
You know, they don't all like singing and dancing. Yeah. They can't all do it. So therefore, I think, Shannon, you're involved with the programme as well, aren't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Behind
and
the scenes
the media
stuff.
End of things. And yeah. then I think the girls, Sophie, you're involved in the painting of the sets
yeah,
and the signs. They did fantastic signs. Yeah. So everybody has a double role, really.
Yeah. Mm. Which is brilliant to see. As you say, it's kind of all-encompassing. Mm. It's not just the glamour of getting out there on the night and treading the boards, as they say. Mm-hmm. Sophie, what role are you playing?
I'm a salesman in the first scene, Rock Island.
Oh,
so
okay.
it's like kind of it was the first rap yeah. really to come out. It's just there's 7 or 8 of us and we're all on a train.
Yeah.
So
and the opening scene is obviously hugely important because that's where you kind
yeah.
of set this tone and
yeah.
capture the audience and set the tone for the whole thing.
Yeah.
Do you say there's a lot of you. How many people in total are involved?
About
do you know?
60, and then with the primary school kids,
there's
about 75.
There's about 20 of them, isn't there?
Yeah, each night we have about 20 primary school kids. We split them up into groups
yeah.
so they all get a chance.
They all get a shot. Into it. Mm-hmm. Wow, so it's a big production, mm-hmm. lots of
yeah.
bodies and running around the place. Mm-hmm. And I suppose the teachers who are involved in the production now are all frantic and all the backstage stuff and making sure everyone has their right costumes and everyone's ready to go at the right day. And, because it's not just, as you say, it's not a matter. I mean, I remember when I was in school and you do a concert and it just everyone would just march on stage and sing mm-hmm. a few songs. You've seen that scene on The Simpsons where they all just do the little box step.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we did. Mm-hmm. But now it's a much more professional,
and the
time that not just the students but the time that the teachers are putting in is incredible.
Well, what we do is we have it's part of our transition year, so we bring in a choreographer, local.
Oh, guide, excellent!
Song and dance. They always do. They do a few schools, and one ours being one of them because Carol herself is a past pupil, and we've had a lot of association with them.
Yeah.
So they do it as a module with them, so they take over completely, and the teachers then are in a supervisory capacity. Yeah. So it makes it much better for everybody, really.
I'm interested in you saying that, you know, it's part of it. Is it a conscious part of the transition year curriculum? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brilliant.
And that's everybody has to take part.
Yeah.
In some schools, you might have to audition for it, or everybody doesn't get a chance.
Yeah.
In ours, it is compulsory. Everybody is on stage, even a very small part.
Yeah.
But or even like, as Shannon was saying, in dancing, she's got a dancing competition the weekend. That's why she hasn't got a bigger part.
Oh, okay.
But everybody takes part, and that's the whole point. And they're involved in some way. The responsibility for the advertising, for the media, everything. And it is just such a bonding experience. The girls will never forget it. They'll remember it the rest of their lives. And that's why we introduced it 9 years ago. So this is our ninth show for transition year.
Ninth year, wow.
Yeah, ninth.
Yeah, so no pressure. Have anybody saying to you, this time last year we were smashing it, we sold out all the tickets and had to put an extension on the school and all for all the people?
There's some fantastic singers in this group.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
really,
really,
really
good.
Yeah.
You
know, they're excellent.
What's excellent about it, I think, and I said to you before, I've seen in other schools, my own kids were involved in one, of friends of theirs have been involved in different ones. My son's best friend has recently done one in down in Sutton. They did the Avenue Q, I think, is what did.
Yeah.
But it's a brilliant experience for kids to kind of get involved in.
Yeah.
And as you say, not just getting out and standing on the stage and singing a song or doing a few dances. They're seeing everything that goes into producing, directing, artwork, choreography, everything.
Yeah.
You know, if even one kid gets the bug from that and goes on, it's because otherwise they may never ever get the opportunity. And the fact that you're giving it to them, I think, is brilliant. Because
you may have heard of The Voice UK. I don't know if you've heard of the show. Well, Lucy O'Byrne is a past pupil.
Oh,
and
brilliant.
She would have been actually in our first TY show. She was in Oklahoma. She starred in Oklahoma.
There you go.
9 years ago. So we're very proud of her.
Well, very good. So watch our screens, folks. A couple of years' time, either Sophie or Shannon here might be on The Owl Voice or X Factor or something. You can't go over The X Factor anymore. Louis Walsh is gone, I believe. So he doesn't push the... Well, I don't know. It's all these rumours are going around.
Yeah.
So anyway, you're all set to go. Yous are all fully rehearsed. Yous are all ready to rock and roll. So opening night is...
Wednesday
night. So is it full on today and tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah.
Full dress rehearsals. 2 or 3, you'll be there at 10 o'clock tonight and 10 o'clock tomorrow night.
No,
not that late, but definitely
late enough. But I imagine now we're 4 weeks, so you'll probably fairly have it down now, have you?
Yeah, we're just about there now.
The worst thing I'd imagine you could do is worry about it. Stress about it.
It's always all right in the night, isn't it?
Absolutely.
That's what I was telling them.
And sometimes you get the odd little slip and it adds to it. You know, it can make it funny.
Yeah.
So you're on Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night this week.
Yeah.
Is it in the school itself?
It's in the school, yeah.
Which is St. Mary's Secondary
School in Maldoyle.
So if people want to go along and they want to get tickets, how do they do that?
They can contact the office, the school office, or they could ring the phone. And the tickets are €10 for a child or an OAP, €12 for an adult, or you could get family tickets. That's €38 for three children and one adult, or two adults and two children.
Very good.
So
very good. So there's fairly well reasonably priced for people as well as they're going along. And is there loads of tickets sold? I'd say you have most of them sold, haven't you?
It's selling out fast.
Get your tickets, because they're selling out fast. There's not many left. It's only the last. Get the last of your tickets here. So anyway, yous are all excited. It's going to be a great night, I'd imagine. And we wish you every success for it. Is there anybody you'd like to give a big shout out now before I let you go? There's loads of people you need to thank. Go on.
Mr. Moore.
Miss O'Connell. Jimmy and Carol. Jimmy Burke.
Yeah.
He's our...
He's in charge of the show. He's doing choreographing it.
Is he?
No, Jimmy Burke is our caretaker in the school. He's provided most of this stuff for the painting and the set and that. So
yeah, he's fantastic with his hands. He loves the stage.
He's really good.
He's done the sets. He's really a mainstay of the show, I have to say now.
Yeah,
He gives an awful lot of time to the girls.
Yeah,
who are involved in the show.
Well, you see, these are all the unseen heroes that lots of people don't realise. I mean, even they buy their tickets, they go along to the show and they have a great time. They don't realise they're all right. People are always laughing in here. It's okay.
And could I just add, if we're going through that list, and Linda Byrne and Anita Reardon, they're two parents who've given up 2 weeks of their, you know, one of the ladies took holidays from work just to help out with the show and to mind the little kids coming up from the primary school. They're absolutely fantastic, the two women, aren't
and
they?
Yeah. Susan as well, who's doing backstage. Yeah. She's backstage manager, organising everything backstage. So,
but there's a lot of volunteers involved here. Yeah. So, you know, it's brilliant.
Something on that scale doesn't just happen. No. It takes an awful lot of work and an awful lot of commitment.
Yeah.
Well, look, ladies, we wish you the very best of luck. We hope it all works out for you. I hope it's all right on the night and you have three brilliant nights. And what I'd say, and I'd imagine Siobhan would is enjoy it. Enjoy it because these moments come and go, and you know, it's as I said, I know with my own kids and other kids who I know have been involved in stuff, they put so much into it, and then it's over, and it's a little bit of a come down. So, just away from the musical, you're both, and how have you found the transition year in itself? My eldest son's been in transition year this year, and it's again, it's not something that was available to me when I was in secondary school, and I find it fascinating the opportunities that they get. How have you found the transition year?
Well, I loved it. We went on loads of trips, and at the start of the year, my favourite part of transition year was going to Ackle. We went to Ackle for 2 nights, and it was just amazing, the whole experience and all. And we go on loads of trips away and go get different talks, and it just really matures you.
Yeah. And what about the work experience aspect of it? Has there been much of that?
We had 1 day a week from the start of the year until we finished up there just before we started our musical. And then we had a block of 2 weeks in February. So it was really good. Like, it really opened your eyes to what it will be like when you finish school.
Well, it may not be like that by the time you finish school. Hopefully, they keep telling us things are getting better. So hopefully it'll be a lot handier for you come the time. But yeah, has it kind of found you broaden your horizon? Because Siobhan, I remember when I was in secondary school, I went straight from intercert as it was to leaving cert. And for me, look, it was madness. Absolute madness. I remember going and having to pick subjects on my leaving cert before I had results on my intercert. It was crazy. And the transition year gives a huge opportunity to kids to just get a little bit of a taste of the world and focus their minds a little bit. But of course, as I keep saying to my eldest son, and you have to remember this now, come September.
It does away. Do you remember, because I'm probably the same area as yourself.
Yeah.
I remember some people used to think the fifth year was a dossier.
Yeah.
And it gets that out of their system. And by the time they get back into school in September, they're ready for the leaving cert. They're ready for that 2 years of work. They need a bit of a break, I think, from junior cert. Because nowadays as well, the kids are very young. They're 15, 16. Yeah. And 15 and 16, in my day, people were leaving and going to work. They don't do that anymore.
No.
So with these students now, that extra year is hugely important.
Yeah.
And nearly all the schools in this area have it as transition year is compulsory because we so strongly believe in it. So when you come to leaving cert, you're up against kids who are 18, 19 doing the leaving. So if you're only 16, 17,
there is a big difference. Yeah.
So I would advise anybody to do transition year. I really would, and that's from experience.
I'd have to say that this has obviously been my first experience with my own son and his friends and all, and they're all in the same transition year, and they've all had an absolute one. And they're coming back, and they're telling you about their eyes are being opened to so many things and different ways. Whereas, as you say, when the old way was straight from an exam and back hitting the books.
Yeah.
And you do need that kind of, you're after having 2 years charging into the junior cert, and you do probably need that little bit of, okay, let's gather the forces again, and then we hit the road runner. Because I know from my own experience, when I went into fifth year, it just all went away. It was just mad. It was madness.
Yeah.
But that's the system we had then, and it's great that the progress is there and the opportunities are there for the girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, Siobhan, Shannon, Sophie, thanks so much for coming in and talking to us, and as I say, we wish you every success. I might try and snake down one of the nights and come down and go in and have a look and
That'd be great.
See how yous get on.
Thank you.
But if we don't, as I say, all the very best to you, and I hope it all goes well. I know it'll go well. It'll be brilliant. It'll have an absolute ball. And best of luck to everyone. And there's still tickets available if people ring the office in the
definitely,
school.
Yeah.
They'll be able to get them.
832-5591 is the office number.
There you go, folks. So if you want to get tickets for The Music Man in St. Mary Secondary School in Baldoyle this coming Wednesday, Thursday and Friday at
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, get along, and we wish you all the best of luck, and the students from St. Lawrence's National School as well,
yes,
who are helping you.
Third class
in St. Lawrence's National School. Hope you all goes well for them as well. Well, as I say, thanks so much for coming in, ladies, and very, very best of luck, and I'm sure it will be an absolute smash.